Amanda Bailey. Have you ever watched money burning? A piece of paper turning to ash? I was conducting a scientific experiment. Will it burn to gold? It didn't, Carl. Ash to ash and dust to dust. Money is death, my love, and you have been dealing in death for so long, my darling. I have lost direction and you are losing control. For the house is falling about our ears, and now I only hear you speak to me in the crumbling walls and squeaking doors and the holes in the roof and your
It was not death, for I stood up and all the dead lie down. It was not night, for all the bells put out their tongues for noon. It was not frost, for on my flesh I felt Sirocco's crawl. Nor fire, for just my marble feet could keep a chancel cool, and yet it tasted like them all. The figures I have seen set oddly for burial reminded me of mine, as if my life were shaven and fitted to a frame and could not breathe without a key.
Have I not reason, think you, to look pale? These two have ticed me hither to this place. A barren, detested vale, you see it is. The trees, though summer yet forlorn and lean, o'ercome with moss and baleful mistletoe. Here never shines the sun. Here nothing breeds unless the nightly owl or fatal raven. I resisted all the way. A new thing for me, and a circumstance which greatly strengthened the bad opinion Bessie and Miss Abbott were disposed to entertain of me. The fact is, I was a trifle beside myself, or rather, out of myself, as the French would say. I was conscious that a moment's mutiny had already rendered me liable to strange penalties, and, like any other rebel slave, I felt resolved in my desperation to go all lengths.